I hear the radios on in the store. Ludi is listening to, they're having a complete coverage of the strike, so Ludi is very interested in listening to it. A lot of reaction to Cardinal Sin's appearance with Marcos on his birthday and giving him a kiss of peace and so forth. There was a lot of bad reaction on that. A lot of people felt that the Cardinal made a mistake. And many of the opposition and many of the papers, at least the opposition papers, came out very strongly against what he did. And he claimed, well, he was only acting as a pastor and not as a politician. But nevertheless, he has spoken out many times against Marcos' abuses and so forth, even to the extent of saying that Marcos should resign. And then now there seems to have made a complete switch and publicly embraces Marcos and wishes him mabuhay. And people just didn't like it very much. So I believe that Sin has lost a lot of his credibility, because reconciliation is the right thing, of course, but under the condition that the person who's been reconciled will change. And as most people claim, there seems to be no change in the president's attitude. So, and therefore, they don't feel that and Sin should have taken such initiative to do what he did. Anyway, I wonder if Christ would have. He certainly didn't compromise with the Pharisees and the scribes and Pharisees, so I don't think he would compromise in this situation. He did associate with sinners and prostitutes and all the rest of it, but he knew that they had the spirit of repentance, and he therefore forgave them. But he did call the scribes and Pharisees white sepulchres, and I think he must have known that they were not open to any form of repentance or any form of change. I think that's true in their individual lives, and I think it's true in society as a whole, unless people become more imbibed with the Christian spirit of love. I think it won't matter very much who's the president, that we will still have the type of society we have now. And peace will be very elusive and a long ways away from what we hope. I hope you'll forgive that sermonizing, but I always get into that trend when I start to run out of words. I guess it goes back to my time as a priest.